Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Tuesday, the 21st of March, 2023. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed up 0.8% today to 6,955 points. Macquarie Group is a strong performer, up 3.5%, having lost 4.5% yesterday. Generally, the banks were better with Westpac up 1.8% and ANZ 1.5% higher. Regional lender Suncorp rose 2.5%. BHP, Wesfarmers and Aristocrat all did well. Underperformers included Telstra and Coles. Best on the day was coal miner New Hope. More on that shortly. Next best was Domino's. Its share price jumped 6%. The pizza maker's share price is down more than 30% over the past month. That's since its disappointing half-year results. But now some investors think it might all be overdone. And a couple of financial stocks which haven't had a good time recently, AMP and Magellan Financial, also rose yesterday. Both were up nearly 5%. Story number two, miner New Hope says it will be able to double coal production over the next 6 years, encouraged by the need for energy security. After announcing a doubling of half-year profits to $669 million for the 6 months to the end of January and a special dividend for shareholders, the group said an increased supply of coal was needed to allow for a reasonable and responsible transition. New Hope already has two new mines set to deliver their first coal within the next year, and the group expects coal production from existing assets to rise from 7.9 million tonnes last year to more than 14 million tonnes in 2026. The comments were made just hours after the latest Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change urged countries like Australia to stop approving new fossil fuel mines. New Hope Chief Executive Rob Bishop said the new mines coming online would not be enough to satiate demand, given the number of pits closing in the next few years. New Hope's share price jumped 8.5% yesterday, but it's still down 20% over the past couple of months. Story number three, Incitec Pivot has sold its ammonia manufacturing facility in the US for $2.5 billion, sending its share price up 3%. The sale clears the way for the company to demerge, which, if successful, will split the group into an explosives business and a fertilizer business. Incitec also announced it secured a 25-year ammonia supply agreement with CF Industry Holdings valued at $425 million. Story number four, Downer EDI, the integrated services company, awarded millions of dollars of transport works contracts to a company without a website or employees, according to submissions made to the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption. The submissions allege the contracts enabled a former manager to pocket hundreds of thousands of dollars in profits and others to take cash kickbacks, according to a report in the Financial Review. ICAC, which this week held its first day of hearings in an investigation known as Operation Hector, is examining two multi-million dollar programs run by Transport for New South Wales, which was using Downer as its principal contractor from 2016. And finally, story number five, there is a second and new rescue plan being hatched for the US's 14th largest bank, First Republic, after a $30 billion US dollar lifeline failed to arrest a sell-off in the lender. We've now had four bank failures, three in the US and one in Europe, and First Republic is teetering, a little like the confidence of many investors. Wall Street bankers are due to meet overnight to discuss First Republic. Its share price is down almost 90% this month, including a 47% fall overnight. Now, that's despite an attempt by 11 banks to stabilize things by depositing $30 billion US dollars into the bank. The failure of First Republic could easily set off a run on other regional banks. Over the past 3 weeks, crypto lender Silvergate Capital, Silicon Valley Bank, and Signature Bank in the US and Credit Suisse in Switzerland have all failed. That's it for the afternoon report for Tuesday, the 21st of March, 2023. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning with the Wednesday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.